Well, hello guys. As you know, I'm very observant. I watch human nature in its natural state. I guess I'm a people watcher. And here's something I noticed when I was on my Portugal holiday. Yes, I've mentioned it again. But when I was at this very nice, sort of quiet restaurant, there was a man at a table. He was about probably 34 years old, with his wife, and they had two children. There was a boy and a girl. The boy looked about 4, maybe 5. And the girl looked about 3, maybe 4, I'm not sure. And of course, they were running around. Now, the little girl, for some reason, got onto her knees. This is a cement floor in the restaurant. It's outside, but cement. So the little boy went up to her, grabbed her arms as she put them out, and he dragged her across the cement on her knees. Now, she didn't get hurt at all, but the father quickly stood up and went and got the boy. His feminine wife hadn't noticed, guess she was stuffing her face, and immediately explained to him that he shouldn't be doing that with his little girl. And I was thinking, gee, the boy's only about 4, maybe 5 years old, and he's got the lesson already that these femons are entitled and special. And of course the father told his feminine wife, I guess he was trying to score points maybe. And of course she completely agreed what he did. So it's no wonder that this little girl is going to grow up thinking she's special and entitled. And here's something else that happened with this family. There was an older couple that walked in and sat down just across the way from them. They were quite an old couple. The man was a bit overweight, and the femon had a lot of makeup on. And she wasn't small either, if you know what I mean. But anyway, after a while, this man sort of yelled over to this guy at the table with the family, and asked him if he was married, and when the man said yes, he asked him how long he'd been married. And the man said 10 years. And of course there's a reason why this man asked this old man. He said he's been married for 47 years. And he seemed very proud of it. And of course the younger man said, oh, I'm only 10 years, I've just started. But I thought to myself, why would you go around telling everybody how long you've been married? I don't know, maybe this man has found himself a very good, really nice femon. But that's just my fantasy mind. What really has happened is the man has given up mostly everything who he is and make it work for 47 years. If his friends saw him when he was a younger man, they wouldn't even recognize or know who he is now. And if this man had a heart attack and died right there, the femon would be on the lookout for another man. This is something he doesn't even know about. And I've seen that scenario happen so many times before. So this man is completely brainwashed. And not just a Labrador, he's a Chihuahua. And I'm completely different than this man. I was married for 1 year, and I'm proud of that. I was lucky. I saw the femon nature early on, but my father wasn't so lucky. But eventually, when he got quite an older man, he actually couldn't deny all the things he was seeing. And I don't think it made him happy, but he had to accept the true femon nature. And he eventually told me, sitting by a lake when we were fishing. And you could tell it didn't make him happy. But he was happy when I said, yeah, I know, I've seen it. Just something I noticed when I was on holiday, that's all. Just call me the observer, I guess. Take it easy, fellas.